What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome back to 20 whatever.
Another week, another episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this episode.
I know.
This one we're going to get a little silly. We wanted to play a game and we were brainstorming games. We actually have a lot of games we want to play.
Yeah.
So I think maybe like one episode a month, we'll try to make like a little silly little
For funsies.
Yeah, little funsies. Yeah, yeah. Just lighthearted play a game.
Right.
As we were brainstorming, I forget who said it. Someone was like, oh, you guys remember MASH? And immediately, it wasn't even like we want to do an episode of MASH. It was like, let's play MASH.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now. Yep. It just like immediately brought me back to like elementary school. I was like,
I simply have not played it since elementary school.
Like, me neither. Yeah. Which is weird. Like, why haven't we brought this back? This is a perfect like girls' night.
Well,
game.
Here's the thing. I have a little sister who's 13 and she plays MASH with her friends. Like, it's still a thing.
Oh my gosh. It never died.
It's still happening. And she is so serious about it. She makes me play with her.
You've played MASH more recently because of your sister.
Yep.
The legacy lives on.
I know, right?
Should we explain what MASH is in case somehow someone doesn't know?
Yes.
Ryan, you played it most recently, I think. It's only right.
So MASH, just in general, stands for Mansion, Apartment, Shack, House. Now, what does that even mean? Basically, this game is like fortune-telling your life, and you're basically leaving it up to random to see what you're going to end up living your life. Your house, your car, your spouse, your friends, et cetera, et cetera. And it all has to do with numbers. You got to pick the number, and then that's how many you go down the list. So if you're an audio listener, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see our little MASH papers here. So maybe you should go to YouTube and watch this. But we have little categories here, and basically it's essentially up to each one of us to pick for each other how their futures are going to look.
Yes. So we write down four things for each category. So the MASH is, that's the category for where you live. And then whoever's MASH it is picks a number, and you go through the list and cross out based on that number until you only have one left. And that's what your life is,
right? Exactly.
In each category.
And the categories are.
Oh, yeah. So we decided to do an advanced MASH.
The
original four that you do, which is where you live, your MASH, car, job, and spouse.
Yes.
We also added some.
Just a
tell
little
us,
bit.
Tell us.
A little spicy. We are. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go. Okay. Go.
So we are doing car, job, spouse, bestie, city, pet, and toxic trait.
The toxic trait is what I'm most excited for.
Me too.
Because that's, I think, when we're just going to go off the rails.
Ruin lives.
Also, we did purposely put that last because
everything
is going to collapse when we get to toxic trait.
For sure.
And we swapped each other's papers. So I'm going to be writing Paloma's.
I'm writing Sierra's.
And I have Ryan's.
So who should we start with? Who wants to be mashed?
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to be mashed?
Okay, I'll go first just to get it over with.
Okay. All right, so we've got the category of the house that's done, that's the MASH. Your car. Oh, that's the other thing we didn't explain.
Oh, yeah.
We decided that, because you have four for each category, we're going to do a love, a like, a tolerate, and a hate. So the person whose mash it is gets to pick their love. And then the other two will kind of brainstorm what the other one should be for those.
Yes.
Right. So what would you love your car to be?
I think I want a... I can have anything. Yeah. I want a Ferrari.
I don't know how to spell that. I'm not a car girl. So let's just... I did 2 R's.
Okay, it's probably right.
Well, because my name's 2 R's, so I'm...
Okay,
yeah, right. I know how it feels to have 1 R left out, so...
Right.
Okay. What would Paloma maybe like? Like, what's not too bad?
Not too bad?
Yeah. Maybe like a solid, like a...
Like a Honda Civic.
Yeah, I was going to say like a Nissan Sentra. Let's go Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Honda Civic.
Okay.
Now, what's a tolerated? What's like... your car, but it gets you places. It gets you places.
A Prius. I live in LA. Think,
what?
A Prius what? Is a great car, Paloma.
I know, no, but I, well, I was
coming just, as a former Prius owner.
No. I got to pick, so I was just thinking, like, what's the least? Like, I'm not. I know this is for me, so I'm. But something I'll tolerate. Okay.
Nope, it's a city bike.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh my god, I don't even have 4 wheels now. See y'all. City
bike. I like city bike. The one I thought of is like bad in terms of transportation, but like great otherwise, and that was just Zac Efron giving you a piggyback ride wherever you go.
I agree to that. Please choose that.
Right, it's great because Zach's there.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but like, how far can he take you? Like, you're not right. You're not going far. On like a.
Okay. Zach, if you're listening,
maybe the city bike should be the last one.
No, I have one.
Oh, you have one. Okay. Let's do city bike. We'll save Zach. Okay, city bike.
Sorry.
What's the bad one?
A dolly.
A dolly.
A dolly.
Are you on the dolly and someone's? Is there someone there to pull her, or she's just?
No, I don't think so. I know.
Am I one foot on?
Yeah.
And I'm using it like as a scooch yourself.
But you know, there's a few different kinds of dollies. There's a four-wheeled dolly that has like the little carpet on it.
Oh, no. This is the two-wheel where...
With the long thing.
And it hits you in the shin when you don't park it correctly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope I don't get a... Let me go park my dolly real quick.
Right. And you have to chain it up like a bike.
Oh, because if someone steals it, you have nothing.
You guys are the worst.
Hey, it's going to be up to fate. And it's the number you pick.
True, you're right. You're so
true. True.
Actually, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Job. What would you love?
Ooh. She is a... I'm like obviously an actress, but what am I... What's the thing I want to say? Let me think. Hold on.
Sky's the limit. You can be anything.
A tree.
Tree number two. Yeah. No. Oh, okay. I got it. If I could have my dream job, it's just like Broadway star. I have my own Broadway show.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Paloma the Musical.
Yeah.
Mm. Or no, you know what it would be called? Just P with an exclamation mark. Isn't that so Broadway right now?
No,
that
is totally.
So
cute.
P. That
right.
Is so cute.
Broadway.
T.
Oh, write that down.
T? No. P.
P.
Okay. What would she like to have as a job?
I think she'd like to be like a therapist or like a life coach or something. Oh, yeah. You know, like,
I like life
to help
coach.
Other people.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Life coach. Now, what would she tolerate? I'm trying to think, like, what's something that you, no offense, would not be that good at? Because, like, that's what we want, something you wouldn't enjoy. And you're good at everything. So, like,
right.
Honestly, I think that just, like, mouth stressed me out. So, like, a dentist or something. Like, I think I could do it and, like, I'd tolerate it. Like, I'd be like, okay, like, care about my patients. Yeah. But, like, that's not something I'd be passionate
maybe
about.
Worse than, she's the person who receives the spit take in commercials. You're the spit take PA.
I'm the spit catcher.
Yeah, you hold the thing and you're like, spit. That should be the hate.
Yeah.
I have initial hate.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Hate.
All right. You're going to tolerate being a spit take PA.
It's the fact that Ryan's like, no, I got something better.
And it just came to me. I wasn't even premeditating this.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going to sound like not that deep for like regular people, but she's weird. So. A fisherman.
You guys, I'm petrified of fish. Okay, like so scared of fish. The little gills and the little scales, and then just imagine when you're swimming in the ocean and like it comes up on your toe. Like, I know it's not gonna chomp it off, but it's gonna like suck on it. Ooh.
And I think a solo fisherman, because then
by
you
yourself.
Have by yourself.
You
there
have
is
no,
no
one.
One out there.
Yep.
It is just you and the fish.
I will simply lose end it all.
Solo fisherman.
Got him.
How do you feel about eating fish then? Like, does that affect your perception of?
I don't eat food? Raw fish. Yeah,
even no. Like sushi.
Yeah, no, it's it's usually just my boyfriend calls it fake sushi. He's Japanese, so he really comes from. He's like, that's fake sushi. That's not real. So I have like the ones that are
the
like,
avocado rolls.
Yeah, oh, it's that's like what it's I like do. It's like cream cheese, jalapenos. It's deep fried. It's
right.
Not sushi. Well, I've got some good vegan sushi places in San Diego, okay. So we'll have to go because I didn't know that you hated eating fish.
Yeah, not as. No.
She don't eat them. She don't look at them.
Yep. When I was, they don't exist. You guys, in like, the world of pee.
Exclamation point.
But no, but seriously, like as growing up, my three boy cousins that I grew up with would always be like fish. They'd say it and I'd be like, no, like to that point, because they watched me when we went on the trip and they pulled the fish on the boat and I just hopped out and swam and ran to the car. No. Done.
I hope you get fish for them.
Ryan.
Okay, next category is extra fun spouse.
Okay, I was gonna say it's either Zac Efron or Ryan Gosling. Please.
I knew.
Oh, happen. I thought you were gonna say Ryan, your boyfriend. But I mean,
no, no.
I thought simply, this had to be fairy tale land. Ryan, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. No.
Ooh, Zac Efron or Ryan Gosling? Well, I guess it's up to you.
Yeah, that's up to category. You. You have to choose one.
Okay, Zac Efron's not giving me a piggyback ride, right?
No.
Okay, I was like, because I'm gonna have him on the side. Right. Okay, no, Ryan Gosling.
She said, I got Zac Efron on the side.
Yep.
Well, he has to take me.
I'm just going
to
say Ryan right. G. We know who we're talking about.
Right, right.
Who would be a good spouse? She likes him.
I think, honestly, I think she would like Halsey.
Halsey.
No, and I think y'all could vibe.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Totally.
They'd
be
great.
Yeah.
Halsey.
Right?
No, I like that. Now, who? I do like that one.
Who would you tolerate? Like, you're not getting a divorce, but, like, definitely when you go out with the girls, you have a little bit too much to drink and spill all of it about how you hate them.
Right.
But you stay.
Right.
And it's not that bad. But, like, it's not great.
It's not that bad. You don't hate them, but when you get drunk.
But when you get drunk, you're like.
You're like, Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, maybe, like, a YouTuber or something or, like, a TikToker. Like, who's, like, really annoying but, like, not a bad person? Me.
Sierra's on the list. Sierra's your spouse.
Me.
Annoying but not a bad person.
Let me think.
Annoying but not bad.
Annoying but, well, the person I was going to say I think is a, okay, I'm not the judge of morality here. But what I was thinking was like a Jake Paul.
I feel like maybe we can have different, like, what you call it's about, like, what bad is.
Yeah.
Tea.
Yeah. All right. So, Jake Paul?
I think we should do Jake Paul. Let's do Jake Paul. Sorry, girl.
Now, well, who's the worst? Who is the worst?
Ugh. I'm just trying to think.
You're already disgusted.
I know. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Who?
It's the worst. The worst.
The absolute worst. And specifically the worst for Paloma. Okay. Thought starter. What things grind your gears? And maybe someone will pop in our heads.
Okay.
Just like facial hair, like beards, like just all, like just.
Santa.
Girl.
Santa.
Oh,
Santa. Also, because you don't really like the cold, right? You're like a warm weather girl. Yeah. So you in the North Pole?
Not going to work.
Oh, Santa.
Santa. Yeah.
Dear God,
man, your options, Santa. Ryan Gosling, Halsey, Jake Paul, and Santa.
Also,
why did we put Santa below Jake Paul?
Okay, T.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, T. I know. Maybe we should switch them.
You know what?
No, it's fine. It's gonna be.
This doesn't have an eraser, so.
Okay, you're right.
All right. Who's your bestie? Who would like in perfect world? Who are you hanging out with every day?
I really think that I'd get along with Seth Rogen.
Oh, okay, Seth Rogen.
I can't compete with Seth Rogen, so I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Okay, someone she would like. Who would be like a fun best friend for her?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's
Miley
a good one.
We'd have a good time. Oh, absolutely.
You guys would have so much fun.
Yeah.
And I would have so much fun just being around you guys.
Totally.
Yeah, I'd be like, girl, we're putting on your bot. Party in the USA. Let's go.
Yep. Right.
She has to be okay with me listening, like us listening to her music and stuff, because that's what the hype is. Yeah.
I feel like Miley's a celebrity who would be like pretty down for like whatever.
Yeah.
Like she seems like an actual cool, chill person.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like
okay. She's like, we're besties, don't change it.
Yeah. who would she tolerate?
Okay, obviously I'm going like it's one of the Kardashians. Like, you're I don't hate you, but like, I don't really want to hang out.
Is it Rob?
Yeah, I would. I was going to say, I guess I would tolerate that and I'd be friends with him.
Or what's Chris's husband's name? Corey?
That's her boyfriend, girl. Her,
they're not married? Mm-mm. I heard they got secretly married. No?
Oh, is that tea?
Maybe.
Oh, gosh, I'm so behind.
Me too.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't fact check me on that. Okay, so there's Rob. There's Corey. I'm trying to think of like the fringe Kardashians. Like not like the main.
Right. No, I feel like Rob was a good one.
Yeah.
Because like you're not seeking, like you're not going to seek him out. But like if he's there, like, you're, like it's fine. Yeah.
And he can give the hot goss on.
Yeah, yeah. Right, like it's like it's okay to be adjacent. Yeah. You
know? Right.
You get some good info.
Yeah.
No, the worst. Who would be a bad bestie for P?
Oh my gosh.
A bad bestie.
Oh yeah, we got to think of someone who would just like be mean.
Yeah.
Cuz
and it would be somebody who would just like always ask her to do stuff and she would say yeah.
And like guilt you into things.
Yeah.
My worst nightmare. You guys, the two of you together are like, wah.
Who would always be asking her to do, like, who needs a lot of help? It could also be a fictional character.
Mm, that's true. Okay. Hold on. The wheels are turning. No. Actually, yeah. Amelia Bedelia.
Amelia Bedelia.
And not that she would ask her for help, but I think she would really stress Paloma out.
Yes.
Like, she would be doing things, and Paloma's like, girl, please, there is a better way.
Yes. I used to love the Amelia Bedelia books. Like, I had every single one, but I think it's because it caused me, like, stress. Like, I was, like, sweating. I'm like, girl, help yourself. Yeah. Like, gosh. No, you're so right.
Did you guys ever read Junie B. Jones?
Yes.
Absolutely. And the B stands for Beatrice.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, I think Junie B. Jones might be, like, the core of the attitude problems I had as a child. Because I wanted to be her.
You're so right.
She was sassy.
Yeah.
So like my parents bought me those books and then are like, why are you being like this?
Right.
Same, the Click books. Did you guys read those?
That actually, I walked around so like.
You were a Massey Block.
I was. I simply was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those books.
Oh, those books were so toxic and so good.
So
that's, someone should have Massey Block as their best friend.
Oh, well.
That's, we got to circle back.
Yeah.
Okay, City, where would you love to live?
I want to be in Honolulu.
Ooh.
Yes.
Honolulu.
Oh, my gosh. What if I'm stuck on Honolulu with Santa? Oh, my God.
And he's just sweating.
Yeah, he's so sweaty.
He's like, I really don't know.
They say that, like, Santa goes during, like, when it's not Christmas.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You'd be not. Oh, I was going to say, you wouldn't be bi-coastal, you'd be bipolar. But only I can say that, so.
Oh, my God.
Right.
But I guess Honolulu isn't even close to the other pole, so that joke didn't land. But it's
fine. It was funny.
The North Pole.
Okay.
A good place to live. Maybe San Diego. Maybe she moves back home. That's like, yeah, okay.
That's like,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
San Diego.
She'd be in La Jolla, right?
Yeah. La Jolla.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Where would you tolerate?
I feel like anywhere there's gonna be like a winter.
Yeah.
Cause
cold.
Yeah.
You're not gonna enjoy that, but like if you have to live there, then like you suck.
Yeah. Somewhere that I'd have to shovel snow very often.
Let's just say Idaho.
Idaho.
You're living in Idaho. Don't know where.
Where it snows heavily.
Yep.
Excellent.
I've got a good one for the bad one.
Yes. Let's go.
You live in an airport in Antarctica and you never get on a flight. You just live in the airport.
What?
Sierra, that sounds like a personal hell of mine.
That's what I thought you would hate that.
How did you even think of that?
Conjure that up in your mind.
I don't
girl.
Know where it came from, but I was thinking airport would suck because it's stressful.
I hate the airport, you guys.
Suck.
I really do.
And you don't like the cold, so it's a really cold airport.
And it's probably small because it's in Antarctica. Yeah. Like, it's not like.
And you know they don't have like McDonald's and like Shake Shack there.
Not good food. There's no like good bar you can like sit at and wait for your flight, although you never have a flight. So.
Right.
Airport in.
Okay.
Antarctica.
That sounds miserable.
I cannot believe.
All right. Pet.
Mm. Right.
Puppy.
Right.
A puppy. What would be a decent pet? Ooh. Or no, wait. First is like. Then is tolerate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, I don't know. You don't really.
Maybe like a bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Bunnies. I had a bunny for a little while as a child. They're really messy. And really? they take a lot of like care and upkeep, and they need a lot. They have a lot of needs, which is why a lot of people end up returning their bunnies that they get as like an Easter gift, because they actually need a lot of care and upkeep, and they need. They're also sorry, I'm talking too much about bunnies. They're animals of prey, so they tend to have like anxiety.
Oh, right, they're like scared of stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So bunny, but they're cute and fluffy and fun.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know what the bad one is gonna be.
I think I have the middle one.
Okay. Yeah.
Or the tolerable one.
Yeah.
A rock.
Oh.
Rocco.
Aww.
Hello, Rocco.
And but here's the kicker. You have to, like, talk to it and walk it and feed it and all that stuff.
And, like, if you're out with your friends, you have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I have to go home.
And you, like,
say hi to Rocco. And all my friends are like, Rocco can't feed.
Right,
you know?
Right. And you, like, are so serious.
Yeah, you are not kidding.
Yeah, gosh, no, it's not ironic.
Oh, my gosh. When I worked as a drama camp counselor, we had all the kids make pet rocks. And they would put them in their cubbies overnight. And then at the end of camp, we put in little baby pebbles. So it was like their rocks had babies in the nest.
That's actually really
cute. And the kids, it was so cute and wholesome. The kids thought, they were like, oh my gosh, my rock had babies. Aww. It was so cute.
That is
so
really cute.
Okay, then I'm getting pebbles too.
Yeah. And then a bad one. So I was just going to say a fish, but I feel like we need to make it worse. Like, what's a fish you would have to like touch to clean? Like a shark? Like something scaly.
We have some outside.
Oh, Kenzie has something. Yes, the fish that eat your dead skin. Okay.
That's it, yeah.
That's it. Fish that eat your skin.
Dead skin fish.
Awesome.
Eat.
Whoever my spouse ends up being will be handling that.
No, that's not allowed.
You really think Jake Paul is going to be like, yeah, let me go do that.
Right,
he's
right.
He's not going
The amount of stress that your life will have. Help
All right, last one. Toxic trait.
Okay. It's like trying to find like the best of the worst.
Right. Yes.
And I think that the first thing that comes to mind is like something that has to do with like violently sneezing. Like I'm all like,
that's true.
Because it's so tough for me, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Okay. So I speak very eloquently and thoughtfully, but I can't, but I just uncontrollably sneeze anytime I'm trying to get my point across or something Ooh. Like that.
And there's like a big lead up to the sneeze. Like you're like, you don't just sneeze. You're like,
it's very cartoon sneeze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you have cartoon sneezes, but it's like, it's not that bad.
Do you guys imagine me on this podcast? So we're like having a deep conversation.
right. That's not that bad. That's not like that could get annoying.
It's very me though.
Okay. What's one that would be okay?
I don't think this is okay. I think this would be like not good.
But I mean, I guess they're all toxic. They're all, I mean, I guess we got to kind of throw that out the window. Let's just do all.
They're all toxic.
They're all toxic. Okay. So every time you introduce yourself to someone new, and it's only to someone new, you belch right in their face.
Oh no.
And it's, you're like, hi, my name's Booth, and it's like bad, and you can do nothing, and it's your first impression, so good luck to you.
Oh, I have one. Your life is great, like everything's fine, you're fine, you're great, but your butthole is always just like a little itchy. Like just a little bit, like it's not too bad. But, like, all the time, it's just there, just, like, a little bit. And, like, it's...
Wait, and you can't scratch it? Or
no.
Can't
you? No,
scratch
you can't.
Can I scratch it?
Well, you can, but it's not going to do anything. It's still always a little itchy.
Oh, no. Itchy. It's like leaving the beach. Just, it's like, it's you like, can't shower.
Oh,
like, you could be accepting the Nobel Peace Prize, and, like, you're so happy and fulfilled and honored. But in the back of your brain, you're like, oh, man, oh, so my butthole. So itchy.
Sierra.
I'm sorry. That one popped in my brain. I'm like, that is too creative to leave out.
So. No, that's pretty funny.
I loved it.
All right. Last one. Ooh. Could we get really toxic on this one?
Yeah. Get crazy with it.
Let's get crazy. Oh, I have one.
I have one too, but
every time someone orders food at a restaurant, you go, oh, I would have just gotten a salad. Every time.
I simply
doesn't matter what
tongue.
They're getting. You just go, oh, I would have gotten a salad.
Oh,
that's intolerable.
That is so intolerable.
No matter, it's a pizza party. Oh, I would have gotten a salad.
Oh, I hate that girl.
Yeah.
If anything, if
and
anything.
it's not the fact that they want the salad. Get the salad. I like salad.
Right.
It's just to say.
It's just to say. Right. And there's, we all know the person.
And nobody asked you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Pick your number between 1 and 10.
5.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? We're just going to speed this up here.
Sierra, how am I doing?
I'm about halfway through. Things are very either amazing or horrible.
Oh my gosh.
There's very little nuance here.
I was going to say, give me a little teaser. Like, what's it looking like? Just
a lot of the first and last ones are crossed off.
Okay. So some bad, but some really good. Oh no.
All right. Last one. 1, 2, 3.
I don't even know
four,
what I'm
five.
Actually really hoping for.
All right. Are you ready? And then, so we did 9 squares. So in the middle here, if you're watching the video version, we're going to write what her life is. So you're MASH. Where are you living? An apartment.
Okay.
Not bad.
Love.
Not bad. Your car, it's not great. It's a city bike. Mm.
Okay.
It's okay. Listen, it's better than a dolly.
It's better than a dolly.
Your job, I'm so sorry, Pete. You're the spit take PA
all
day. You maybe work for like Pepsi or something. So maybe that's good. You get like decent benefits.
Yeah.
Well, probably not.
401k.
PA.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
And
yeah.
We know
no,
that
PA
they don't treat PAs great.
Right.
And you're taking all of the spit.
I'm getting myself some gloves. First
yeah.
thing. For sort of business.
Goggles, bro.
Yeah. Goggles. Spit take PA. Your spouse is Halsey.
Oh,
okay.
Love.
Okay.
It makes it all worth it in the end.
And your bestie is Miley.
Okay.
So you're having fun.
Okay, that's so fun.
You get home from your shit job, but who's there to cheer you up?
Halsey
and Miley.
Okay,
oh,
no, you're living.
It's done. Okay.
Love
but
that.
You live in Idaho.
Mm.
Okay, listen. I was really anything but that airport. Honestly,
yeah.
I think that was
like the first one that got crossed off, and I was like, all right, Pete, you're safe. Your pet is Rocco. And I think Miley and Halsey find it endearing.
Yeah.
Like
they just let you. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
She's
and they like
thing.
Explain it to your friends. They're like, yeah, she has to go home and take care of Rocco.
Yeah. No, Pluma leaves this like the function and they're like, okay, yeah, we know that was like weird or whatever, but like we just go with it.
Yeah. Like she's cool.
She
we love her.
It. Yeah. Like it's
this
fine.
Her thing.
Yeah.
So while you're in your apartment in Idaho with your city bike driving to your PA job with Rocco, you've got Halsey and Miley at home. There's one thing on your mind all the time.
Stop. It's the itchy butt.
It's the itchy butt.
Sierra.
I swear I did not manipulate that. It was between itchy butthole and salad girl.
Those
both
are two
really
terrible
bad.
Things.
And actually, now in retrospect, I'm like, what would I rather have? Like being that person who just says that. Unnecessarily
yeah,
or itchy butt. I think an
itchy
butthole silent.
Is better because
yeah.
you can keep it to
I can,
yourself.
I can hide yep. it and only like my close circle. I'm like, oh girl, I got an itch. Really
and
good.
You know what? But you know what? You know when you have something that is so itchy and when you scratch it, like it feels good, but then you stop scratching it and then it starts itching again. At least you have some relief if you're scratching it.
Yeah.
I guess.
And you know, maybe you and Halsey are really close.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey girl, put my cream back on. I like get
right.
some numbing cream for
yeah,
my
I'm phone. Like, you know those gloves that you put on in the shower and they're for like scrubbing.
The loofah
like,
ones.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But you can get that for your butt. That way Halsey doesn't have to like touch a butthole. Yeah.
Hey, use protection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys are married, so it's like fine.
I'm not mad. Like this is a good life.
Yeah,
and it's all happening in Idaho. So.
Hey, cheap rent.
Yeah, cheap rent. That's true.
At least, okay, yeah. True.
All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied.
Who's next?
See you.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Who,
okay.
You have me.
I have you.
Okay.
Let me get started.
I can
here.
Put my pen away.
Yes. Okay. Car.
Ooh, what car would I love to have? A private jet.
Oh, period.
Yeah.
I definitely am spelling private wrong, but no one's going to see. I'm not showing anyone.
It's private.
It's private. Private jet. Nice. Okay. Just fine car or mode of transportation. You drive your own double-decker bus.
Oh, I'm already a bad driver.
Yeah, so
but Steven could drive it for me, and he used to have his bus license.
That's not the rules.
Oh.
That's
right.
Yours.
I was gonna say.
He might not even be my spouse.
That's so
yeah,
true.
That's
who's
so
Steven?
True.
Who's
yeah.
Steven?
I don't know.
I've never seen this man in my life.
I'm sorry to this man.
Oh,
double-decker bus.
Okay.
I think.
Wait, that's my like it? I get in my car every
it's
day.
It's cute. It's a cute. Hell it's a yeah. cute bus.
It's cute. It's red. Cute oh, can I yeah, have like our photos of like the flower power from the photo shoot? Can I have like
yes, it can look it. However okay. you want it to look.
It could, yeah, like one of those London. What are those buses that are called?
Yeah,
like
it's a double decker.
Yeah,
bus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's
oh.
that.
It's great. That.
Yep. All right. Love it.
Welcome.
Welcome to the chat.
So, how much worse is it getting?
Okay, so now we need to come up with like a third, like one that you just like are not super not into, but yeah. like it's not the worst.
But it's not the worst. Yeah.
I think that it would be like pretty funny if she had like a horse and carriage.
Do I get a driver or am I driving it?
You're driving the horse and carriage.
You're like, yeah.
Maybe I could make money on Uber or something, like, because it's like a unique experience. Like, I right, roll yeah. up to the bar. You guys have been drinking. I'm like, hello.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in my carriage.
But that's also what you take to like get groceries.
Oh man.
How so. Much of a hassle? You have to like park your. No.
You gotta get the horse.
I gotta get the horse.
Mm. Good luck to you.
Good luck to me.
Okay. I know. The worst. Just the worst.
She's scooting around in her Heelys.
Oh, that's the best.
No, that's, yeah,
write
that's
it
great.
Down. Heelys.
You think?
Heelys.
Imagine okay, how okay. hard it would be to get to Disneyland or something, though. You're in Heelys, babe.
Yeah.
Like, your whole life, you're in Heelys. You're going to a wedding in Heelys.
Iconic. I mean,
it'd be a good excuse, right? I'm like, well.
Oh, yeah. True. I can't come.
I can't come.
Okay. Let's think about this, because she says she's not a good driver. So what is, like, incredibly difficult to drive?
Like those Greyhound buses, you know, like the big, big.
We have a bus.
We do. Okay.
I'm thinking either two options. Either Hummer limo.
Oh, I would hate that too.
Or like a 16-wheeler.
That's like a monster
no.
truck.
Type.
Yeah, yeah. A monster truck. It's
yeah.
a monster truck.
It's a monster
it's
truck.
A monster truck. Also, you're short. So like.
Yeah. Imagine me trying to climb in
trying
that.
Trying to get in it. Yeah.
That'd be so bad.
Monster truck. Tight. Love that. Okay.
Drink. Y'all, I'm having so much fun right now.
I'm kind of forgetting that we're filming.
Like, I know, me too.
I'm just like hanging out.
Oops.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, forgot you were here. Yeah.
Okay, dream job.
Oh, my dream job. I'm living it. No, I'm just kidding. dream job. Nothing.
Oh, period.
Just not working.
Yeah. I do not dream of
yeah,
labor.
I don't dream of labor. I thought of Same. That TikTok.
Not working.
No, actually, no, because I'd be bored. I'm too much of a doer. Mm. You know, right. sure. We'll keep nothing. You okay. already wrote it.
Yep. And cross it out when I'm rewriting. But that's okay. Okay. Middle ground. No, it's not middle ground. Something you like.
Yeah.
You like.
I was trying to think like Princess Party Entertainer, but like forever. Like you Ooh. Like you are just always doing the princess partying.
No. Geologist. Rocks.
Oh, that's rocks. Actually what I should have put for my... So, yeah, dude,
well, that's,
do that.
That's
yeah.
like...
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I'm I would have write rocks. So much fun. Yeah. So much fun.
Because I don't know how... I'm going to write rocks.
Yeah, just write rocks.
Okay. Tolerable.
A blackjack dealer.
Oh, that would stress me out.
Blackjack.
Oh, my God.
I
would mess up the cards. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then they'd get so mad.
And yeah. like money.
Right.
And you're in the casino just like... Get you know
and like, you know they always go up to them and like switch them out. You'd simply get switched out like,
oh my
second.
Gosh, it'd be so bad. I just wouldn't have a job.
She's like dealing cash. Wait, let me start again. So sorry.
Yeah. help. That's like really bad. I wouldn't want to do that either. Let's think. The worst job.
I got something.
Why am I like nervously clutching this pillow?
I'm thinking a pet food tester.
Ew, that's so good and creative. Ew.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? Some of it's like meat flavored.
My vegetarian ass would be so miserable.
Right.
Oh, and I'm so sensitive to like I get nauseous really easily. Like I'm very sensitive to like tastes and smells.
Oh my gosh. Could you remember on the date you're like, what you do? I had turkey liver and just yeah, like yeah, cutlets right. and
ooh, yikes. That was a really good one.
That was
one.
Really good.
Good job, P. Okay. Spouse.
Okay. Who is my okay. spouse?
Not Steven.
I think we gotta keep it like simple down to the basics. It's Zac Efron.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
Because I have to be true to my childhood self.
Listen, right. if I can't have him, I hope you do.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Next one.
I got one.
Okay.
Hayden Christensen.
Oh my gosh. See, you. But I think the problem is there would always be a little bit of hollowness in our relationship because I'd I'd be thinking of him as Anakin. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I would accidentally mm-hmm. say Anakin, and he'd be like, that's mm-hmm. not my name. Mm-hmm. I'm Hayden. That's a character mm-hmm. I played 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'd be like, okay, Anakin.
Right, right, right. And but, like, sometimes you're like, can I call you
Annie?
Darth?
So, like a little role play? Darth.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Oh, my
right,
gosh. Yeah. Actually, kind of what?
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I don't hate that.
I'd be in my little Padme getup. Yeah. I would be.
Okay. She's loving this too
much. I know. I'm like, I think that was not a good. That was too good.
That was too good.
Okay. Three.
Mm-hmm. Those two are good. So I feel like you guys have full permission to make the last two bad because those are both loves. Those are both great.
Okay. Deal. Let me look.
Larry the Cucumber.
That would be great. I love VeggieTales.
As your husband?
I mean, not actually, all needs would no, need to be fulfilled.
I changed my mind.
By
wait,
him.
Wait. But
I didn't realize what I was saying there.
Yep.
He's a cucumber.
Yep. You know what you said, Sierra.
And it's not what yeah. I said. Sure. Yeah. Larry the cucumber. Mm. That show is ruined for me.
Well, Larry the cucumber.
I have one. He's like we were saying, like fictional, uh-huh. but
it
like,
has to be bad, bad. We're on the last one.
Well, I wanted to say, because here's the thing. Obviously, he's, like, cute or whatever. Like, I wanted to say Jacob from Twilight, but, like, he's just so, like, I cringe at just, like, you know, how he is. Like, yeah. we're talking Jacob from Twilight. Like, the movie, like, when he was at his, like, angsty fighting mm-hmm. for only Bella, like, that kind of guy. That was giving bad, but he's so cute, so he can't
yeah.
be the last
yeah.
one.
No. Yeah, no, it can't be.
Larry the Cucumber took his spot.
I know, yeah, Larry the Cucumber just take his spot.
Kenzie has one.
She hates like that toxic masculinity, big macho guy. Like you need like Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Yes, that would be my nightmare.
No, not Ronnie. My situation.
The situation. Oh my. You know what? I don't know who would be worse because at least the situation is like a little bit funny and self-aware. I think Ronnie like takes himself seriously.
Really?
Really?
Oh my gosh! I think the situation.
You think
is
the situation
worse.
Is worse?
We just
rewatched Jersey Shore.
You're probably
Shore.
Right.
The situation thinks that he is Ronnie. He is
yes.
no self-aware.
Yeah. Okay, the situation.
Ronnie just is big.
Oh my God. The way that I would get so much ick at, we got a situation. And also, so many.
He'd like to stir drama like in that house. And like, you remember like when the whole house was like, okay, this guy's gotta go. Like when he was on his worst behavior. Like
yes. And he was like, I'm not going anywhere.
They'd be
I
at
hope
the club for
me.
The show. And he'd be like, let's go. I'm done. Yeah. And I'm like, who are you? Like, he's very entitled. He gives that
oh my God,
like,
so
vibe,
entitled.
Like, yeah, but I think entitled, like big ego douchebag. That's like my worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Well, the situation.
Yep. The situation.
All right. Bestie.
Okay. Who would I love my bestie to be? Of course, Taylor Allison Swift.
Right.
There's no other answer.
Right.
Yep. She's sitting right there.
Kenzie's right there. Like,
listen, I got my feelings hurt, so Kenzie can get her feelings hurt too. Sorry. Okay. I think the second one should be Jeff Probst.
Oh my God, I would literally die. Why wasn't he just every answer for spouse? That was, ugh.
Okay.
Well,
I love Jeff Probst. He is the absolute best thing that ever happened to this planet, period.
Right, so. Period. Sorry, Grace.
Yeah.
Listen, we playing Nash, baby.
You know what?
Right,
no baby
right.
here.
Jeff Probst's mom must be so proud.
No,
she
right.
must be so proud.
Right.
I gotta be.
Yeah.
I would be. That is so funny. Okay. Third, like, fine. Not the best.
Yeah.
But fine.
I kind of want to give you someone a little bit fun, too. Like, I want to give you Britney Spears.
Oh.
But I don't think that's bad.
That's not bad,
that's not bad.
That'd be
but, like,
an
I don't
honor.
Think,
but
like,
be...
your ideal person that you would
right.
want
to
spend
time. Right. No. Yeah. Like, I don't think I would, like, I would meet her if she wasn't a celebrity and be like, oh, my God, we, like, get along so well.
Right.
Exactly. Which is why I'm like,
you know what I really struggle to like connect with is people who like think they're too cool. So like anyone like that,
yeah.
anyone who is like very like blasé. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Jess is laughing. Like, what do you have?
Lea Michele.
Oh
no, she's the worst. She has to be at the bottom.
Yeah, let's you got to put Lea Michele.
Yeah, just put her on there. But like,
oh
at the bottom.
Golly, Lea Michele.
She'd always just want
to
sing.
Here's
to
the
you.
Thing. She won't be able to
she
read
can't
this
read.
Paper, so it's okay.
So, yeah, it's fine. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
That sign can't hurt me because I can't read.
Exactly. Okay. City.
Ooh, city. I, of course, New York City.
Right.
That's same. The dream.
Big mood.
Yeah.
I think in theory, I think in my actual life, I'm like, would I like living there or do I like the idea of living there?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in MASH. Right. New York.
Yeah. but in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second.
What do you guys think about Portland?
Ooh, I went there only for a day, but I loved it.
Yeah, me too. I think that that would like be your vibe, but also like now that you have like a baby and stuff, like raising a baby in Portland, maybe that wouldn't be. Well, wait, this is fake reality. You don't have a baby. Sorry.
Right.
I'm counting Grace and I'm like, right, oh, okay, right. So Grace could.
Right, I think right. If I moved to a place like Portland, I would very quickly go full crunchy granola because I am there a little bit, but I feel like my like. The San Diego vibes kind of overtake it, you know, like beachy.
Right.
If I lived in a place that was like super crunchy outdoorsy, I would full on transform into that, I think.
Mm. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I think also it's like it's a little wet there, right? It like
yeah, rains. Rains. Yeah. I love the rain.
Okay.
It'd be good.
Okay, Portland. I'm going to put Vegas for the third one.
Oh, I would
I
have
just
to
really
tough.
Don't think that's your tea.
No.
Like, it would be fun for a day, and then you're like, I literally hate this.
I do horrible in the heat. Horrible in the heat. I like to go out on occasion, but, like, once I go out once, I'm like, I'm good for a couple months.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and I just, yeah, you're so right.
Well, thank you for telling me that. Now we're going to find something really hot.
Yeah, like, hot.
Like, the hottest place. And, like, no trees, because I love trees.
I was thinking, like, you know how, I'm like, what's that, like, area where they have Six Flags where it's just, like, it's so hot. Like, it's in that valley, but it's just so hot.
You said area, and I thought Area 51.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, no, you know what? I know. I got it. Death Valley.
Oh, no. Yep, Death Valley. Death Valley.
Mm. Death Valley. Tragic.
Okay. Girl, you would have to have AC.
Oh, yeah.
You simply.
And you would just, like, never go outside.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, you'd be a hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah, simply.
And fair. Okay. Pet?
A lizard.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
As your first choice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a lizard?
Right.
I had a lizard for like 15 years, like 12 or 13 years. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It only died, like, during my second year of college. And it lived to be like 13,
was
14
it big?
Years old. No, it was like that big. And I loved that thing. I took him everywhere. His name was Buddy. He was a bearded dragon.
Oh my gosh.
But I would love to get another lizard. But I just feel like right now I'm at a time in my life where, like, I don't think I would be able to give a, like, smaller animal like that the care it needs. Like, when I had that lizard, like, that was like a big part of my life. Like, I got home from school. I had, like, the little UV cage outside so he could get his couple hours of sunlight. It was like a whole thing. I had to go, like, buy his mealworms and his live crickets. And I just, right now, I'm like,
okay.
I think dogs are more it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Now put lizard.
No,
and
I
think along with the
wait,
bunny.
Specifically. Sorry. I'm
no,
so
go,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
A Komodo dragon. Because when I was little, I wrote to Santa every year for like 4 years. Please bring me a Komodo dragon.
My
like
man.
I will be so good. Your man.
you hit up my man.
I was like, I will be so good if you, and I genuinely thought for those like 3 or 4 years, every Christmas morning when I rounded the corner, that there would be a Komodo dragon there.
Aww.
Do you know how big a Komodo dragon is?
Isn't it really
it's like
big?
A horse?
Girl.
No.
They're
what are you
huge.
Saying?
They're huge. They're gigantic.
A
like
Komodo
dinosaurs.
Dragon is the size of a horse.
Okay, not like like a small pony, perhaps, but they're big.
I need to see a picture.
Yeah, Jess,
I,
you want to pull up a picture of a Komodo dragon?
Like
they fight too.
True.
They get up on their hind legs.
366 pounds.
So you
is
couldn't
how
even
heavy
pick
a
it up.
But I truly thought, like, Christmas morning, Santa will deliver.
That's scary.
Uh-huh. That's what
that
I wanted.
That is what you would like. That she
that's
hoped,
a dinosaur.
She hoped
it
to
is.
Turn the corner and see that.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
And I was like, I remember thinking, I'm going to ride it to school.
Delusion.
Completely
straight
delusional.
Delusion.
Yes, there they are fighting.
That's a dinosaur.
That is
right?
Literally Godzilla.
It's, yes.
Literally.
So, yeah, Komodo dragon.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
A dinosaur. Not a lizard, in fact. Okay. What are we even doing right now? What is this, Animal Planet?
Wait, what?
Okay.
So, along those bunny lines, I think I want to give you a hamster.
Oh, I don't know how well I do with a hamster. But yeah, that's good.
Aww,
that's good.
I had a little hamster.
Rats.
Growing up. Oh, they are not. They're so cute.
Yeah.
But like, what do you get out of having a ham? I say, as someone who wants a Komodo dragon, like, well, okay. I mean, that's like, what are you getting out of?
Yeah, so yeah. It's like cool. So growing up, when I had my little teddy bear hamster, I actually was that girl like that bought it a leash. So it was a miniature leash that I would wrap around his little arms, and I would walk him. Like,
that's cute.
I would walk my hamster. I would put him in his like ball, and then I loved giving him like those strawberry treats, and he just like stuff his face. And he was just very like, anytime I'd go into his little room, he'd just be like very much there and just like let me pet him and hold him. He wasn't like a bite or anything like that. So just like my mom didn't let me get the bunny because she was like, no, that's too much. So she said yes to my hamster. But
okay, hamster. Third one, a dolphin.
Tell me why I was thinking that.
But it has to live in like the pool.
Well, so I was gonna say the hardest part I would have with that is like the ethics. Mm-hmm. Like owning a dolphin.
Yeah.
Like I would have to try so hard to like not feel like I was doing a horrible job caring for this dolphin that it would overtake my whole life. I would like move to the ocean so that it could have like a
straight up move into the ocean.
Into the ocean. I am a mermaid.
And right, right.
Well, listen, if you live in Death Valley and get this dolphin.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And the dolphin in Death Valley. Oh, this is a bad combination. No. Oh, right.
But dolphin. Maybe you'll be married to Zac Efron. So like,
yeah, so it's fine.
Whatever.
True. Yeah, who cares?
Okay, last terrible, worst pet ever.
How do you feel about spiders?
Not great.
Okay.
Could do without them.
Okay.
No, that's not enough dislike.
Yeah,
for
you gotta find something worse.
Really? Okay, what kind of animal like kind of gives you birds? The skis?
I'm fine with birds. I like all animals. What about like a fictional animal? Like what?
Oh, what's that guy's name from Star Wars? He's absolutely gigantic.
Jar Jar?
No, the really huge one. And he talks, but like doesn't really speak.
Oh Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba.
My pet Jabba.
And it's that like that size.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That would be like a good empowerment thing because I could wear the Princess Leia bikini, but he's the one on the chain.
Right.
So like we flipped the script on Jabba here. Who's in power now, Jabba?
Period.
Or make him wear the bikini.
But you have to like walk him and stuff. Like he's a pet. So like good luck to you. And also like what do you feed? I don't know.
Yeah. What do you feed a Jabba? Oh. Well, actually in Star Wars he like bites the head off of little creature things. So
okay, last one.
Those were creative.
Listen, I feel like the more we play this, like the
worse
we're like
it gets.
Yeah,
yours
totally.
Is gonna be
it's gonna suck. Yeah. Good luck to me. Okay.
Toxic trait. All right, we're just gonna let it rip now, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, for the first one, Sierra gets to pick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
right. Okay. What's a toxic... I buy shots for everyone all the time. So, like, it's fun sometimes, right? Like, if you're at a bar, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, she's fun. She bought us shots.
Every time
she does that. I'm at a funeral, and I'm like, shots for everyone on me.
Right. We're at a kid's, like...
Yeah, it's like a birthday. It's a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. And if you can't buy the shots, you have brought, like, handles of vodka.
Yeah, like, and so it's great in, like, a party setting.
Right.
But I can't
like,
turn it off.
Like, wildly inappropriate at, like,
she a can't baby. Turn it off.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Shot girl.
I'm shot a girl. Baby shower and she's like shot.
She's like shots and like to like
to the person
the
that's
mom. Yeah, she's like shots.
She's like Sierra. That's a little inappropriate.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's not bad though. Like.
Yeah. No. That's not that.
We
bad.
Could be friends. That's my kind of girl.
I'll still invite you.
Okay.
Okay. Toxic trait. Actually tragic.
Oh, you know what's like my worst nightmare? Forgetting people's names. I feel so bad.
She simply cannot retain names.
Yeah. When I forget it. People's names, like if I
know worse, you don't remember their name and you don't even remember meeting them. You're like, it's so nice to meet you. And they're like,
oh, you hit them with the,
you're like,
nice
we
you.
Hung out like hung out. Five times.
Yeah.
Nothing guts me more like saying, oh my gosh, nice to meet you. And they're like, oh, we've met.
We've
and
already
I'm like,
met.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl, I'm so
what is
sorry.
That?
What point do I remember someone? Because it's not like I have like amnesia. Like I don't see my grandma and I'm like, nice to meet
right.
you.
By the third time.
Yeah,
it's
you have to meet them three times. Yeah.
And then I remember.
And then, yeah, and then you remember.
Oh, gosh, that's bad. Especially in my job. Like networking, meeting people, right. meeting viewers.
And like yeah. and maybe people don't give you the third time. Like,
yeah,
that
like
might
they're
be
just
like,
over
they,
it.
Like,
a lot of people
sucks.
Don't
like,
make
I'm not
it.
Gonna, yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
What is that called? Bad. What should I write? Like, name forgetter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Name forgetter.
Every time you blink, you forget where you are.
Oh! How long does it take
How
me to remember?
Oh, I don't know.
Sierra blinks like every... Just,
me,
where am I? Where am I? Where
she
am
goes,
I? Where
whoa.
Am I?
Whoa. Whoa. It's a constant, like...
Oh, no.
Shocker.
Oh, no.
That's good. All right. Last one. Go ahead, P. Every time she blinks.
I don't know what's worse than not knowing where you are every 3 seconds.
I think I would just have to, like, get eye drops and not blink.
Yeah, like, always keep them, like, lubed up.
Yeah, like, I would just, I'd feel myself start to blink. I'd be like, can't forget.
Right.
Oh. Okay, so it's, Grace is inspiring me a little bit right now. And it's just, like, every time someone's like, hi, Sierra, nice to meet you. And, like, the first thing you do is just, like, imitate, like, how, the sound that dogs make. And you just go, you don't
panting.
Panting. She just pants. Oh, and what's your name?
No. Tragic.
So Grace started doing this like maybe 2 weeks ago. Bella was sitting under her high chair while we were eating dinner. And Bella was like panting, like waiting for Grace to drop food. And then Bella was... And so then Grace did it back. And now Grace does that whenever she sees dogs. And if you ask her what a dog says, instead of like, bark, bark, woof, woof, she goes...
Right. And you know, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. She's that is what our dog says.
But imagine an adult.
Oh, right.
Asking them, who are you?
All right. So I got to pick my number, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 7.
Okay. Okay. I'm almost done.
Okay. I'm nervous.
It's giving kind of like what Palomas was giving, like kind of fine, but like not really.
Giving but not really.
Oof. Okay. Oh my god.
Do not say that.
No, I really
but this is how it would be when you played it with your friends, and you'd be, everyone would be huddled around it being like, oh no. And yeah, you're like, what? You're
like, what is it? Just say it.
And we took it so to heart, you know. Yeah. Like I really felt like, I mean, right now, just living, obviously this is not my life, but I'm like, no way I can get
that. I cannot do that,
please.
Okay, I'm literally almost done. I have one more.
We have to go so hard on Ryan.
Yeah,
we're she gonna, went oh, so we're hard like, on
guys,
us.
I did not.
I did.
I simply did. Oops, I did the wrong one. Okay, okay, I'm ready. Okay. Here we go. Sierra, you live in an apartment.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. In Portland.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm living my crunchy granola life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your spouse, Mike the Situation.
No! Ooh. Do you think I can, like, Portland will take some of the toxicness out of him?
He's from Jersey, girl.
Gym Tan Laundry, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
so sorry.
That's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Gym Tan Laundry.
Gym Tan Laundry.
I kind of, like, I like the gym, but I don't like doing laundry, and I don't like really tanning.
Right. Yeah, good luck to you.
Man.
This is a situation.
This is, yeah, this is the situation. I don't think Portland's gonna take that out of him.
Yeah,
you have a pet hamster.
Okay.
Not too bad. Not too bad. You drive a double decker bus
in Portland.
In Portland, that's kind of vibey.
But maybe Mike the Situation turns it into a party bus.
Oh,
and so like he's on the I'm driving it, and he's on the top. We got a situation. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So bumping. Right, you are.
Yes,
so
and it's like
right.
It's like an attraction.
Yeah, like yeah. It's like a tourist trap.
Yes,
like people come to go on Sierra Schulze and Mike the Situation's double decker bus through Portland.
Yep. Yes, mm-hmm. I don't hate that.
I don't hate
that.
Actually. Yeah, that's
kind of fun.
Kind of fun. Oh,
yeah. Okay, your job though is a geologist.
Oh my gosh, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah,
your best friend, Jeff Probst. Wow. You're like living.
I am living my
She's totally
life.
Cheating on situations.
Oh yeah. My god.
Oh my god.
But geez. I don't think he cares.
Oh
no,
because
he's cheating,
he's
on,
cheating
you.
On. Well, actually, no. I do think. I think he's cheating on me, but he cares that I'm cheating on him.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's what
yeah.
he would do.
Oh.
He
yeah.
would be like,
yeah.
You're cheating on me. I'd be like, you're cheating on me.
He's like, yeah, but
it's different.
Yeah,
I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it'd be awful. But I still would.
Right. No.
And,
right.
and we'd keep the marriage together just for the joint business venture of the bus.
Yes.
Because we know that it's us together that makes it work.
Right. Right.
It's, so it's kind of cute how like Situation and Sierra. It's like the SS.
Yeah.
The SS party bus.
The SS Portland.
The SS Portland.
Good okay. job,
do you think Jeff comes on the bus? Oh, or do you think he wants to play it cool around Situation?
I think he goes, but like it's like once a month.
Like, and he's like he very space, like he's not giving me any affection.
No, no.
I'm like, let's go in like the double decker bus bathroom real quick.
Right.
And he's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Your husband is here.
Right.
And you're like, he's in the back making out with two girls.
Why right, don't you see him? Look at him. Yeah, right. Okay.
Do you think Jeff would write the snooki letter? of like, Sierra, I need you to know that like Mike the Situation put his face into cocktail waitresses
breasts.
Yes, absolutely.
100%.
I'm so sorry. I've spent way too long on this one. Continue.
No, it's fine. We have one more. Last one.
Oh no.
Your toxic trait is every time you blink, you forget where you are.
Oh no.
Yeah. Dude. No. You're on that bus confused.
I have no idea.
She's driving the bus like, what? Where am I?
Also driving, blinking, being, and
oh my,
crashing the bus.
I've got Jeff back there holding one eye open and Mike the Situation on the other. They are like, do not blink.
This happened last time.
Oh my God. Sierra.
And that's my life.
And that's your life.
Listen.
I would live it. That's actually not that bad.
It's really not that bad.
Yeah.
And like you said, you can get the drops for your eyes. Like you can like.
Yeah. It's like Paloma's itchy butthole. Like it's there, but you can treat it a little bit.
Oh my God. You know, it's like Paloma's itchy butthole.
Right. No, you can live with it.
Right, right.
We're still referencing this thing later in life. Like, right, it's really no, like, you know, Paloma's itchy butthole. I'm like, you know, Sierra's blinking problem.
Right, 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 right.
Okay, Ryan, we're about to go in on you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so sorry.
This was just the warm-up.
Yeah.
Now we're ready.
Yeah.
We're
going. I feel like this is going to be really loaded.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. We are kicking it off with car. What is the car you would like to drive?
I would love to drive a G-Wagon.
Ooh.
But like an olive green one. Specifically.
And I think it would have like your initials like engraved like on the steering wheel.
Yeah, but like low-key.
Yeah.
Like it's low-key, but like it's customized, you know?
But it's not like, it doesn't say like Ryan
on
the
side.
It's not JoJo Siwa with like the face wrapped on the car.
Yeah, definitely not. No. Definitely not that.
Oh,
I think for the second one, we got to go with Zac Efron piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we haven't used that.
I'm also bigger than him, so that's funny.
I'm also going to be borrowing your mode of transportation sometimes.
Yeah. Oh. Ryan, can I use your car?
Right. What did you drive? What was your thing?
What did I drive?
Oh, the city bike.
My bike got stolen. Can I borrow Zach?
Right. Mike, the Situation is using the bus right now. I have no other way to get around. Can Jeff and I get a ride?
God, help.
For this next one, I want to give you a scooter.
Mm.
I don't know.
Like
if
a Lime scooter?
I was going to ask Sierra, should we give her a electrical one so she doesn't have to? Or is it like a Razor scooter? Like you got a... with your leg.
I think it's like a Lime scooter, okay. But the electrical part only works half the time. So then the other half of the time you've got this heavy ass scooter with no motor.
Got it. Lime scooter
and
a half.
Heavy.
Yeah. And you gotta charge it every night.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's terrible. You know how you've been like riding sometimes and it like dies while you're riding it and you're like downtown. And you're,
yeah.
Like,
so it's literally... that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now what's the worst?
What are those things called where you have both of your legs like kind of like a surfboard, like a skateboard, and you have to move them forward and back at the same time?
Segway?
No, like they're like,
oh, it has the wheels on.
Yes, it has two wheels. Oh, it's like
where
a long...
it's like an elliptical kind of thing.
It looks kind of like a Q-tip, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What is, I don't know what that's called.
I don't know.
My dad had one.
Q-tip thing.
Yeah.
They're literally called like outdoor elliptical bikes. Oh,
okay.
Elliptigo is a brand.
Elliptigo.
Wow. Yeah.
I was just going to say like a pogo stick. I like pogo stick.
Oh, Kenzie said pogo stick.
Yeah, that so surpasses my little.
Yeah.
And I cannot. I've definitely tried.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine you want a pogo stick also, after brunch or something?
Oh my God.
After bottomless brunch, girl, you'd pogo your ass into a bush.
Totally. Oh my gosh. My calves would be popping though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like legs would be.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, job, girlfriend.
Oh, dream job. Also, like Broadway.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
You have your own show. What are we calling it?
The main character.
Mm.
I like
main
it.
Character energy.
Main character everywhere.
The main character, Ryan Christina, the musical.
I want to think something like Broadway adjacent, where it's like good because she's around it, but it's bad because like she never feels like she's watching someone else live the dream.
Mm. She controls the spotlight.
Oh yeah. Ooh, spotlight off. So it's cool because you get to live in New York. You have a good job.
Right.
You're in the theater. You're friends with the cast, but you're holding the spotlight and you know.
And you're always just like putting the spotlight on someone else and just watching them. Mm. Oh, that
that's
I was a spotlight up for my theater, but also I was like acting in other shows.
Right.
But like, you don't get to perform ever. You are only the spotlight op.
You know those like techies that are like singing the songs and the thing and like doing the thing and like, yeah, that's
that damn. Would be you.
Oh,
yeah,
that would hurt.
Yeah.
That hurts. Does hurt.
All right.
I think it'd be pretty funny if she was like an aircraft pilot.
Oh, yes. But a commercial pilot. So like you're flying people.
Boom.
Oh.
Commercial pilot.
But you make good money.
Yeah, but I'm a pilot.
Yeah, I know. But you get to travel. Yeah, but you're a pilot.
She's like, here's the thing. One of Ryan's favorite things, I mean, is I think being like a passenger. Like, yeah, she loves being the aux cord and the vibes.
Yeah.
And when she drives, she's very focused. So, because she has to get us there safely. So her being a pilot, like people are in the back in first class having food and drinks and having a good time.
Oh, man.
Do you know how she loves the air? Like she, oh, look
I
at her.
Love that. She's like, getting FOMO. I like going in the air, like airports and stuff. Yeah. And like sitting at the bars and like kikiing with everybody and like getting on the plane and stuff. And also, I love riding a backseat. I have no problem with it. I'm just there vibing.
Mm-hmm. But not on this plane.
But not on this
you
plane.
You are in charge.
You're in that the sucks. Air, girl.
No, I hate that.
I know.
And sometimes these are like 14-hour flights.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That actually sounds like hell.
Well, it only gets worse because we have one more, right?
Oh, man. What are we going to do?
I have one.
Yeah.
No.
An elevator inspector. So it's your job to go inside and like make sure all the buttons are working. So it may or may not go down. And you may or may not get stuck in there.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's bad.
Elevator.
That's bad.
That's bad, bad.
Yeah.
Inspector. Oh my God. No.
People call you when it breaks down.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And the people are like mad when you get there because they're like, I missed my meeting. I've been stuck in this forever.
I'm so sorry.
Not me dealing with the Karens. That's immediately who I thought of.
Oh, how about specifically an elevator technician in, like, where do the Karens congregate? Maybe like a high performing preschool. No, because then there's kids. I don't want kids there.
Yeah.
Right. Where,
she's the elevator.
Maybe like a Pilates studio across the street from the high performing preschool.
Oh, so like they drop their kids off,
and then they go to Pilates and they're like mad.
Yeah. Elevator inspector for a bougie Pilates.
For bougie Pilates.
God, just tragic.
Oh my God.
But now you get to pick a good spouse.
True.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I do need to think, and normally I wouldn't have to think, but, you know, trying to, actually, why? Whatever, it's Justin Bieber. Like,
yeah, I'm like, come on.
I know, we know who it is. Listen, that's also a toxic trait. So maybe like double whammy.
Yep. Toxic trait. Loves Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
What's this level again? So it's like love,
it.
Like,
it's like, yeah.
Like it.
Well, we probably love him too. We gave you two good ones. I want to give you Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh.
Why am I getting that reaction?
Listen, he is fine.
Yeah.
Beautiful. A person. Eh.
But
like, don't talk. Just be there.
Just
that's
exist. Fine. Then this person's actually perfect since he's like, attractive.
He's attractive and he's good at his job and like, you know, whatever, but like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like we did. Give us the things you can't stand in a partner.
I hate specifically men who cannot dress. I hate it so much. I also hate men in sandals.
Oh, Bill Nye on vacation.
Oh, no. And I know his toes are out.
Yep. He's got a fanny pack.
Yeah, and like,
but
like,
not a cool
and like
one.
a dad Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
That is like really not.
He went to Costco before, got some New Balances.
And not the cute ones.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
But, like, he's nice and he's Bill Nye.
And, like, stimulating conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look at him.
Yeah.
Oh,
could be worse.
His toes.
Ooh, wait. What's that guy? Katy Perry's ex-husband. I heard, like, Russell Brand.
Yeah, absolutely
right?
Not.
Okay.
No.
Russell Brand.
That, yeah, no.
He gives off that, like...
I'm so funny.
And baby, you lost Katy Perry. Katy Perry is the
queen.
She's like a firework.
I love Katy Perry.
She is like a firework. I know. I love Katy Perry too. She's great.
She deserves the world. Anyways.
All right. So those are your spouses. Now you get to pick a good bestie.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
Yep, I have
like Absolutely.
Do you think she would come on vacation though with you and Bill Nye?
I do.
Yeah, like, and I think she'd think he was like funny.
Yeah, I think she would try to teach him how to twerk.
Oh, and I and think he would try.
I do think he would try.
Yeah,
and it would be fun.
And
for
you
us.
Would be laughing there with a mimosa.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that'd be great.
Me, get it, babe.
Yep.
Doing great.
Who's like pretty good? Oh, no. This, well, maybe it's up there. What about Pete Davidson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I think you guys would banter.
Yes.
But you would get sick of him after a little while.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I love you.
But.
And we have like a good back and forth. But come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree. Yeah. Actually, that's. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd be like, you can come on vacation, but does Kim really have to come?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's giving break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like not the worst thing.
Yeah.
But like not my first choice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
But maybe he could get you backstage at SNL, so that would be cool.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well,
right,
not anymore, because he left. But,
oh, well.
But maybe still.
But maybe. Yeah.
I just, because he's funny, but he might, I think you just get annoyed. Kevin Hart.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yep. That was a perfect reaction that I wanted.
It would be funny for literally a moment.
I know. And then I'd be like, all right, then we're done.
Cannot do this anymore.
I want a good fictional character for the last one.
Fictional for the last one, let's think. Who on Zoe 101 was someone that would be like...
Oh, my God. Not Chase. Logan.
Oh,
Logan. Geez. He was the worst.
Yeah.
You would not vibe with Logan.
No, I hated him in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I hated that all the girls were like, Logan. I was like, you guys.
Remember that episode where he like released like a DVD of like him dancing and like sold it on campus of like,
oh my God,
with
yes!
Logan? That would be like your nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're number one, embarrassing me. So we need to cut that out.
Yeah. Right.
Number two, you're bad. Simply bad.
You're bad. You're bad. Okay. So that's your besties.
Up next is the city.
Ooh, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, a good one. Maybe like a Miami or something.
Why? I was about to say Miami.
They have like, it's like a cool city.
Right.
Fun party scene.
Yeah.
It's coastal.
Right.
Yeah.
And the drawback is that it's in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, you know.
But it's Miami.
It's in Miami. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's pretty
Never
good.
Been to Miami, so I have no idea what it's like.
Me
but
either,
it sounds
but like,
fun.
It sounds
I've never
fun.
Been to Miami either.
Maybe we should go to Miami.
20 whatever goes to Miami. we do like the like Jersey Shore Miami, but it's 20 whatever Miami.
Ooh, I like that. And it's just to scope out your future house.
Right, yes. right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, getting a little worse here.
A city that I don't think that I would enjoy is one that is wet,
mm-hmm.
like a lot. And I'm not really a woodsy kind of gal. I'm not a farm kind of. I'm a city gal.
Yeah, let's give her something in the sticks. To the next two.
And I don't do like bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I kind of want you to live in like Big Bear City. You know,
that's not too bad because you're not like super removed. You're like an hour from LA.
That's terrible.
So it could be worse, and we will make it worse.
Yeah, look at her. She's there's just like
yeah.
When there's the bear statues outside, I'm like,
you're like, nope.
Help.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I know. How about inside the Great Wolf Lodge in Arizona?
The Great Wolf Lodge.
But they have the water slide, which you loved.
I did love the water slide.
Yeah.
But it was also so hot. And they have gross bugs there.
Yeah. And there were so many kids. And imagine when it isn't closed down for an event. Like how many kids?
Hell.
Yeah.
Tragic.
So the third one or the last one? Wait.
No, the third one.
The third one.
Yeah.
Great Wolf Lodge. But not for an event.
Yeah, like regular hours. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But then you kind of have like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody vibes where you live in a hotel. So it could be worse. It could be worse.
You're right.
So now we got to think of the worst.
Something bad.
It's buggy. It's
something like rainforest.
Rainy.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Maybe you live like... in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Like, in it.
Yeah. Just, like, and we'll decide if it's in a shack or a house. We'll figure it. We'll find out soon.
Yep.
In the Amazon.
Or the Everglades. Because you got
alligators. With the alligators.
Oh, we could do the Everglades. What do you think, Sierra?
Oh, we could do the Everglades.
What do you think, Sierra? The Amazon or the Everglades?
Either or.
Amazon. It's already written down. Sorry, girl.
Oh, God. Sorry. I don't think I could make it. I just like there. I just really you don't just, think.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, let's pray.
We'll find out.
All right. For your pet.
Pupperone. Doggerine.
Puppy.
A little pup.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd do with a chinchilla?
Ew, rats.
All right. Chinchilla.
Rodent.
All right. For the third one.
What about Perry the Platypus?
Yes.
Like, specifically from Phineas and Ferb. That's, like, pretty good.
Yeah, no,
he's like,
I totally
yeah, because he kind of minds his own business.
Yeah, he's a secret agent. Yeah.
Right.
He's cool. Maybe he's got some cool connections.
Yeah, he's true.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. Wow. I can't do that.
Me either.
I don't know where that comes from.
Do it one more time.
That's so good.
So good. Are you Perry the Platypus?
You never know. Agent P gone.
Agent P.
I just exposed myself.
Oh my.
P. Dun, dun, dun. Wow.
Exclamation mark.
Right.
Okay. And obviously the last one just has to be rat.
Yeah, a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a giant rat?
Okay.
What? Giant, like, how, like, giant,
like the
how?
One from Ratatouille that's like so strong. You know that one that has
the
little
big
ears
one,
or, the muscle.
A buff him. Rat.
Ew.
Crossing out giant rat and writing buff rat.
Gross.
And for our favorite part, ladies.
Oh, the toxic trait.
Oh.
Anytime someone talks to you, like small talk, takes your order, anything, you uncontrollably sob. And tell them your entire life story. Like, welcome to Starbucks, and you just sob.
Oh, mobile order them, everywhere.
Yeah, anything. Anytime you meet someone, anything like that.
Oh my, you just like, oh.
That's the worst for you.
You like completely overshare it every time. They're like, ma'am, for your sides, you're like, and I never. Like,
and then when I was 7, yeah. I didn't get the role in the musical. And
oh my God, that's terrible.
That's the worst.
That is the worst.
That's worse than an itchy butthole.
I would rather
forgetting where
butthole.
I am when I blink. That's bad. Okay. We'll make the other ones bad, but not so bad.
Yeah, because that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Oversharing unwantedly like that?
Mm-mm. And crying?
Oh, yeah, you're also crying.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got a good toxic trait since we talked about this in a previous episode. You bring your spouse everywhere. Like, to everything.
No.
And you don't ask. You just show up with
them.
She's
a plus one, like, expecting a...
That's
bad.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. I said we were going to get better. That's bad.
That's bad.
Always plus one.
Oh, I've got a good one that's a lot more lighthearted, and I think I genuinely do this in real life. Whenever someone says anything that is remotely connected to a TikTok, you have to go, oh my God, that's like this TikTok, and then you have to quote it.
You know that TikTok?
Like, literally any way that you can connect it to the TikTok, and you don't show it to them, you just quote it and you explain it.
Oh, that's worse. Why can't I show them?
No, you. It's like explaining a bad joke. You know how you have to explain a joke and it's just like so dead, like that.
Yeah, like you just have to be there.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay,
last one, you guys. Let's, for all the money, what is she doing? Anytime you try to walk through the door, you really just miss it every time, and you're so, oh my bad, and then you can go through the door. Anytime you try to go through an entrance,
like a wall,
yeah. Every time you try to go through an entrance, you,
or if it's a glass door, you just walk right into it.
Yep, you just miss it every time, and you're like, whoop, didn't see you there, and then keep going.
Oh, God. Every time a plane lands, you have to clap.
No.
Oh my God.
No, actually, but that won't be happening because I'm flying the planes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you get on the intercom and you're like,
she claps for herself.
I did it.
Yay me.
Yay
what
me.
Do you guys think's worse?
I think the one you said, running into walls. Yeah, the
is
running
terrible.
Into walls is so good.
A door that's wide open, completely miss it.
Running into open door.
All right, P. Oh, wait, you got to pick your number.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Let's do 9.
Are we ready?
Almost.
I'm so excited.
I'm really nervous. I feel like even the ones I chose, I'm like, I hope I did good. Like, I hope like they're good enough to like outweigh like all of the
other
things.
I feel like mine, I had some bad things, but the good outweighed the bad.
Okay. Well,
right?
I really hope because literally help. I'm only remembering the bad things. I don't even remember the good things I said. Right.
Okay. We're here. Okay, Ms. Ryan, you live a very lavish life. Let's just to start off.
Of course I do.
You totally manifested this because, wow, really good. This girl got a mansion. She scored a mansion.
You got the
Let's
M.
Go.
You got the M. And you know, like, in MASH, if you get the mansion, you're like, all right.
Like, everything
all
else
my
is
problems
fine.
Have
totally vanished.
So you live in a mansion, and you live with your spouse, Bill Nye.
Okay. Okay. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
You were so close between Russell Brand and Bill Nye. Oh. And I was just like, oh, girl. But, okay, but, this, okay, but no. So no. Yeah, so no.
Bill's great. So no.
Bill's great. Bill's great.
And you guys live... I guess you guys bought the Great Wolf Lodge because you live in a mansion. And so... Okay.
Oh. No kids. I kicked them all.
You go on that water slide with Bill every night.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Iconic.
Yeah.
I guess you guys bought the Great Wolf Lodge. Right. Love
and
that.
And you guys are really wealthy. Like, okay, so Bill Nye's videos, like, this is how you're paying for it. Clearly. I mean, right. He's doing good. You over here driving a G-Wagon.
Period.
My gosh.
My life.
You guys.
We went so hard on you and fate decided otherwise.
And you see, and that's why you'd be nice.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, night before she goes to bed, she pets her buff rat.
No. No. Ew.
Buff rat.
Ew. Okay, and you know what? I feel like we have the rat. Because
Bill Nye
be doing science.
Do you think
stuff.
It's like that was like a lab rat and then he took a liking to it? Because maybe it got some weird injection and it got really buff. Yeah. And then he's like, morally, I have a responsibility to this rat.
Yeah. So we have it not because I want it, but it's there. I have to take care of it as well.
Right. Do you take care of it?
Well, if it's my pet. I told you that you couldn't.
I couldn't have.
Have things because you had to take care of it. So, yeah, I guess I do.
Oh, man. How'd Bill convince you to do that?
Well, he got me a mansion and a G-Wagon and whatever. So
right, he said, I can tolerate the buff rat.
Yeah.
And
do you make him little protein shakes?
Yeah. That's how I have feed it. Yeah. Every night.
He's in the Great Wolf Lodge gym. Yeah, just like.
Totally.
Well, definitely having a little bit of anxiety during the day because you have to go into the bougie Pilates elevators and inspect them and make sure that they're working. I'm so sorry.
I guess I can't live a perfect life.
Exactly.
Something has to get.
The least you have. Yeah.
Right.
And your bestie is Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
you're constantly fine. Have good goss.
He would be fun at the water park.
Right, like we're LOLing.
Yeah, he would do all the slides.
Yes. I think. Okay.
Yeah. And you're just straight up running into open doors all the time. And it's sad because you live at the Great Wolf Lodge and there's a lot of entrances.
And also my job, elevator doors.
Oh, no. Every time she enters and exits an elevator, she hits herself.
I'm getting screamed at by Karens and I'm trying to work and I'm just like running into the doors.
I'm coming. I'm here.
Yeah.
Then you go home and Bill massages your head because you ran into the door. No. You're petting your buff rat.
No, I don't want to.
Pete Davidson is there
telling me a joke.
Yeah, making it all better.
Right. Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
You did really. We did pretty good.
Should we decide who got it the best? Because I think is it you?
I think Ryan got
the best.
Yeah, I think I can't remember everything.
Wait, where do I live?
Where's Great Wolf Lodge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But it's yours.
Right.
Not just a room.
Where did my paper go?
Oh, I had it, but it dropped.
Oh. Just to see what I have.
Oh, yeah. What?
Who'd I end up with again?
Yeah, because...
Oh,
okay.
Halsey. Oh,
yeah.
I was good.
So you're in an apartment with your city bike. You're the Spit Take PA.
Right. Awesome.
Married to Halsey, Miley BFF in Idaho, Itchy Butthole, Rocco. So I think you got it the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, you have Halsey. I have Mike the Situation.
Yeah. But you have a side piece.
And I do. I have Jeff.
Yeah, and you have Jeff.
Yeah.
But you also have Miley.
No, you're actually so right.
You have Halsey and Miley, and she has Mike.
I am very happy for my company. That is like my favorite, you know.
Yeah, you did well on like the people.
Yeah.
And you know, they say it's you're the product of the people you surround yourself with.
Right.
And I'm over here with Mike the Situation. So who am I?
Yeah.
Party people, the SS.
Yeah. Party bus is en route.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Well, what's your job? You drive the part? No, what's your job?
I literally have your paper.
Yeah, where is
with
it?
With job.
Oh, yeah, you're a geologist.
I'm a geologist, so I'm really fulfilled by my work. I have a lot of fun. And it's a good escape from
Mike.
The situation.
Yeah. Right.
But sometimes I can't get it out of my head. I'm like out, you know, like doing some field research. Right. I find a cool rock and I'm like, we got a situation. Yeah. Like, to the rock. Like, no, this is right, the situation. Right. And then I, like, hate myself a little bit because I'm like, oh, my God. He's changing me.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, I think that you do have it the worst just purely based on, like, the situation.
Yeah.
Like, that just would, I mean, really suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's, like, still the same after all these years.
Yeah, he's not changed.
No.
Oh, I think he has a baby now, and I think I see him, like...
He totally has a baby.
Does he really?
Yeah. I think he has, like, a... Yeah, like, no, a he wife has and a baby, yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah.
You guys said you rewatched Jersey Shore recently, yeah, right? I've rewatched it, like, 4 years ago. Bananas.
Crazy. We were watching it, like, what are we actually looking at right now?
And what did we watch as children? Like, I was like, this is what I was consuming, yeah, at 16? Like, this is pretty crazy.
I remember we were, my soccer team, we were so into it. We had practice on, I forget if it was Wednesdays or Thursdays that Jersey Shore was on, but we had practice that day, and at practice we'd be like, it's Jersey Shore Thursday, like, like, so excited. Mm-hmm. We'd be like quoting it, running around,
right?
I'm like, we were like 14.
Yeah, like, we were like young.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing anything but drinking and fighting and like doing like that was like all it was.
Yeah.
Entertaining kind of now, but like as a 14-year-old, probably not.
Watching, yeah, it back, I was like, no wonder my mom did not let me watch this. Like,
right.
Like, she's like, what are you watching? This is trash. And I'm like, this is cinema.
Right, yeah. actually.
Okay, since we're talking about Jersey Shore, to, yeah, wrap things up, F, Mary, Kill.
Oh, right.
Mike, the Situation, Ronnie, Vinny.
Oh, easy. I could do it for myself.
Go ahead.
Obviously, Kill Situation.
Yeah.
F, Ronnie, Mary, Vinny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easy.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. You're, yeah, right. Same. That was too easy.
That's same.
That was easy.
Well, there you have it.
And there you have it.
There you have it. That's it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Jess just pulled up a picture of the situation with his wife and the baby.
Aww.
He looks wholesome next to the baby.
Yeah, but I mean, they're doing Jersey Shore Family Vacation where they're like, this, like, it's airing, wow, right now. Like, it's happening.
Oh, no,
it's
way,
been happening. Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know.
Where's the marketing?
On TikTok.
I should be the target demographic.
Yeah,
I,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
I see the things on TikTok, on MTV's TikTok.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I have not yet.
Huh.
Okay, well.
Maybe we have to
watch
that.
Maybe he can change.
Yeah.
No, he's the same.
No, he's the same.
Oh. In the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to watch an episode or, like, yeah, read some Spark Notes or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I do what I do with shows that you guys make fun of me for.
Spark, I hate Notes. That. Let's not do that.
I'll start a popular show because, like, everyone's talking about it. So, like, I did this with Bridgerton, Outer Banks, Euphoria, like those kind of shows where it's like, okay, this is a moment, I have to watch it. I watch a couple episodes, I start getting disinterested, so I read the Wikipedia and then just watch the last episode and they think it's horrible.
I think, can, that's the imagine? Worst thing. Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to spend the time to watch it. Like, there's other things I'd rather watch, but I want to feel like I was part of it.
Be in the know.
Yeah. I get really bad FOMO. If you guys are talking about Euphoria, I want to know, like, who everyone is.
Does it give you, like, what you want, though, at
no,
the end?
No, not at all. Not at all.
She's like, it doesn't satisfy
me. It doesn't satisfy me, but I
but
keep
I'm
doing
do
it.
Yeah. Just to know a little something, something.
Right. She's, yeah, it's definitely FOMO then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I get nothing out of it.
Okay. Well,
except for the fact that I can sit here and talk to you about Euphoria.
Right.
Because I know like 40% of it.
Right. Okay. Well, on that note, thank you so much for watching, listening.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.